Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were taught that there will be consequences for a person in a ministry that is living in sin. Well, let's start the week with that thought today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
God's plan will always, always, always win out. Although a man may seem successful to begin in a different plan. I think of Israel before their fall. They actually became what we would probably call contemporary today because they were contemporary with religions of the world. They got religions of the world had a beat-driven music, so they began using a beat-driven music in their worship. And they began to remove standards and, oh, so many things. Read the book of Malachi and you can just see the terribleness that is there as far as some of the things that went on with the temple and the people of the temple. And things were removed. And they thought, hey, we are all right. Look at us. People are coming because we're doing this. And then they went into captivity and what they had was in not only their temple, but in their personal possessions, it was all lost. Although at one moment, it seemed when they first got into the contemporary, it was very successful. Now, let's remember, God told Joshua for the people not to take of the gold there in Jericho and the other valuables of Jericho. One man, Achan, did that. Israel thought they could go to Ai and defeat them. But Israel is routed at Ai. Ai defeats them in the camp of God's people that went against her is soon seeing the consequences of Achan's sin. 36 people die. By the way, let me just say this. 36 people died physically in Achan's day because he disobeyed God and took the gold and hid it. But you know what? There are people in local churches today, they work against sound doctrine. They work against the people. They gossip. They run things down. And my friend, those things can bring consequences. By that I mean consequences of the spirit being grieved, the spirit of God not only being grieved but quenched, that he won't work through it because of the sin of the people, and he won't work through their preaching. Even if they are preaching the word, he won't work through it because of the sin in the camp. But in the local church, that person that's rebelling against the pastor, that's rebelling against the stands are taken on the word of God, that person may have the blood of many souls on his hands as the power of God is taken off of that church. Oh, that's a dangerous thing. And so they went against God's order and it brought consequences in Nineveh. But the army of Israel was marching towards Ai. They were going to do battle, but they didn't send the entire army. You see, they had confidence in themselves, not the Lord. Well, hey, we can do this. Man, look what happened to Jericho. We can do this with a lot fewer people. This is a lot smaller town. We can go in there and take care of it. And they got soundly defeated, and they should have. And God just took his hand off of them. He would not honor what had happened with Achan. although they be quiet. The rest of the verse there of our text says in verse 12, and likewise many. Men of a thought that they were completely safe with their walls, the battlements on the walls, their soldiers who guarded the walls. They said, there is no way anybody's getting in there. Others had tried, big armies had tried, and they had never made it. But the wicked counselor is against the Lord. Remember that? There is one come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor, in verse 11. And he gives false confidence. That is confidence in that which could not deliver when God moves against. Now, it is quiet. They think they have peace and safety because of the walls and the armaments. Just kind of like when you go to the Second Timothy and you find out they'll say peace and safety and sudden destruction cometh upon them. Well, that would happen to Nineveh. That's going to happen in the day of tribulation. Now, peace through strength is actually a very good strategy against nations, but it doesn't work against God. Now, let me say that. Peace through strength is a good strategy against nations, but not against God when he decides to move. Now, there are many is people, weapons, and fortifications here in Nineveh as we're looking at this 12th verse. That man of the day cannot overcome it. So too, the Antichrist and the armies of the world will think that they can't be beat. In Revelation chapter 13, verses 4 through 6, we read this, and they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth. By the way, Satan gives him that mouth, that Antichrist, the world leader. A mouth speaking great things and blasphemies and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Now, they know these people dwell in heaven. The rapture's already taken place. But now here, they're saying, who can make war against him? Against his Antichrist, the beast? Kind of like Goliath, who blasphemed God when he came against the armies of Israel. And as Goliath, his destruction was swift, and so will it be for Nineveh, their destruction. Is quite swift. Now, Christians, they killed in Isaiah 2,700 years ago. Many believed that Isaiah was sawn in half. And I say Christians killed, I meant that Jews that loved God got killed is what I meant. And they weren't called Christians till really back in Acts, where he says they were first called Christians at Antioch. Now, not everybody that's saved is a Christian, because Christian means Christ-like, and there's a lot of saved people that are not Christ-like. And so saved is a better word for that. So the saved people were being persecuted and killed in that day. They killed Isaiah 2,700 years ago, and many believe he was sawn in half. Now, can you imagine sawing a living body in half? That's just terrible. But they did that to the man Isaiah that we're told. It got rid of the biblicist, and it caused many to be quiet. The preaching against sin tailed off, that was calling Israel back to the old paths. They thought they had victory. The ones who did this in Israel against Isaiah and those who stood up for the Lord. But that was 2,700 years ago. But you know what? Eternity and their deaths 2,700 years ago proved they had false confidence. Those who died unsaved in that day are still in hell. And as the rich man in Luke 16, they're still tormented night and day. They still have no rest night and day. And they are still tormented. So there was a false confidence. But let's look next in the second half of verse 12 as we see fateful cutting. Fateful cutting. And so in the rest of verse 12 there, he says, yet thus shall they be cut down when he shall pass through. Though they have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. Now the Lord in thus saith the Lord will pass through. He means their walls that the foreign armies could not penetrate. There's nothing too hard for God, by the way, my friend. He puts their pride and braggadocious attitude right back at them. The Lord will pass through the wall and armaments and others, armies that could not pass through, that man could not pass through. And God is saying, you won't be able to stop him, which is what he meant by that he would pass through. Now, years ago, there was a TV program, I think it was in the 60s, it may have been in the 50s, where the man had a fast gun and he'd tell people he was the fastest and he would say, no brag, just fact. No brag, just fact. And I thought that was an interesting way of saying it. No brag, just fact. And the Lord's not bragging here. He's just telling them, I will pass through. Just like he says, I will come again. When he says, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That is, you'd go to hell. He meant it. He's not just bragging. He's saying, he says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He's not bragging. He's just stating a fact. Man cannot penetrate Israel today as a weapons system that he just does as he did back in those days. Israel today's weapon system intercepts missiles. Now, back in those days, they didn't have the missiles. They had arrows. They might have shot lighted arrows and spears and things like that. And today they can shoot missiles, atomic warheads.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.